The reply came from behind Ben, halfway back to the stream, and in a deep, silky voice that was chilling in its calm menace.
It's too late for that, Ben.
Ben's heart jumped for his throat. His thumb dropped toward his lightsaber's activation switch, and he pivoted sideways so he could see the stream and the grotto. Talon was leading Luke and Kai up the path toward them, his lavender eyes fixed not on Ben, but on the dark portal that Vestara had cleared just a couple of minutes earlier. The crooked ribbons of pollen and spores that streaked the robes of all three men suggested they had come in a hurry, as did the beads of perspiration clinging to their brows in the humid jungle air. Ben glanced back toward Vestara.
You summoned them?
Vestara shrugged.
As soon as I realized we had found it, she confirmed. That's the difference between young Sith and young Jedi, Ben. We are taught to follow orders.
Ben nodded.
Yeah, I see that.
He stood aside and let Talon pass.
But when are you taught to think?
Talon answered for her.
After we teach them to obey, young Skywalker. A sharp arrow is worthless if it doesn't fly true.
He stepped to the grotto mouth and peered inside.
Let's go inside and see what you hope to hide.
You go ahead, Ben said. I've got a problem with dark side nexuses.
Talon turned back to Ben.
Was there something in what I said that made you think I was asking?
It's okay, Ben, Luke said. He caught Ben's eye, then slid his gaze toward the grotto and gave a little nod.
I think we'll all want to see what the pool reveals.
Ben paused a moment for show, trying to uphold the impression he had been cultivating among the Sith of being an unruly teenager. Clearly, his father had a plan, and it involved being outnumbered in a tight, dark space. Hoping it didn't involve a thermal detonator as well, he sighed loudly and stepped up behind the others.
Oh no, after you.
Talon pivoted aside and waved Ben toward the grotto entrance.
I insist.
Ben scowled, and receiving a nod of permission from his father, said,
Thanks for nothing. If I sense any traps, I'll be sure to leave them for you.
That will be fine, young Skywalker,
Talon replied.
It's the traps you can sense that I wish to avoid.
The admission sent a shiver down Ben's back, but he stepped into the grotto entrance and felt no danger in the damp gloom. From ahead came the sound of dripping water, a single blip every 2 seconds or so. There did not seem to be any living presences within the chamber, only a miasma of sulfurous fumes so thick and rank that even a whiff made Ben feel physically ill. After a moment, Luke said,
Go ahead, son. The only traps in there will be of our own making.
Which are always the worst kind, said Talon. Is that not true, Master Skywalker?
Certainly for the weak, Luke said. But Ben will be safe enough.
Recognizing a cue when he heard one, Ben stepped forward and discovered that the grotto was not as dark as it had appeared from outside. A cold, diaphanous light rose from a small pool in the center, filling the chamber with a silvery glow and revealing that the cavern walls were covered in a meshwork of tiny crevices. Seeping from most of those crevices were tiny wisps of yellow, acrid fume, the source of the sulfur smell that Ben had noticed earlier. He stepped to the edge of the pool and saw that it lay not in a shallow natural bowl as he had expected, but in an artificial basin with deep sheer sides. The edges had been decorated with the same grotesque patterns that had been carved into the pillars and lintel at the grotto's entrance. Reflected on the surface of the pool was someone that he barely recognized. A man who had Ben's own strong chin and wavy reddish-brown hair. But he looked 20 years older, with wise blue eyes and a smiling face deeply etched by laugh lines. The figure was dressed in a brown homespun Jedi robe over dark combat armor, and he was holding a lightsaber with a hilt somewhat longer and thinner than normal, similar to those the Sith carried.